Episode 3. This is the third part in our five-part pro-life mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. 2 weeks ago, in episode 1, we cried out with the prophet Habakkuk, "Lord, why do you let us experience violence, terror, destruction, strife, misery, and ruin? We cry out to you for help, but it doesn't seem like you're listening." And the answer the Lord gives us is, be patient. Have complete and total trust in me. By his death and resurrection, Jesus has already won the victory and destroyed our greatest enemies, sin and death. Until the Lord comes again to separate the wheat from the chaff, he gives each of us the freedom to choose life or death, the freedom to protect and defend life, or the freedom to destroy it. It is up to us to choose life, that we and our descendants may live. Last week in episode 2, we talked about Project Rachel, a beautiful arm of the Lord's mercy that helps women and men with the healing that is necessary after committing the sin of an abortion. Our mother, the Church, is so glorious. She condemns the terrible evil of abortion, but she doesn't condemn the person who has had an abortion. The Church reaches out like a loving mother to heal us. In the words of Pope Benedict XVI, Christianity is a therapeutic religion. That's because our Lord comes to bring healing and peace and sacramental forgiveness to anyone who has had an abortion or performed an abortion. So don't be afraid to go to Jesus. He's willing to heal you and wanting to heal you and waiting to heal you. The inspiration for episode 3 comes from today's first reading. The hands of Moses are raised up in prayer as the Israelites are defending themselves against the attacks of their enemy Amalek. But keeping your hands raised in prayer all day is difficult work. Moses naturally gets tired. And so he needs Aaron and Hur to literally uphold Moses' hands in prayer. So with Aaron on one side and Hur on the other side, they keep Moses' hands up when he's weak. For as great and awesome as Moses was, and remember that Moses was the meekest, humblest man on the face of the earth to whom God spoke face to face, for as great and awesome as Moses was, he still needed help in his weakness. Today I would like to tell you about some hands of the Lord's mercy in the Church who uphold our brothers and sisters in their weakness. And these beautiful hands of the Lord's mercy are called courage. Courage is a Roman Catholic apostolate designed to support men and women with homosexual tendencies so that they can live a pure and chaste life. Courage helps our brothers and sisters with same-sex attractions to live as the Church teaches and not give in to the desires of the flesh. Courage began in 1980 when Terence Cardinal Cook, the Archbishop of New York, asked Father John Harvey, an Oblate of St. Francis de Sales, to provide pastoral support for a group of men who had same-sex attractions but decided to live chaste lives following the teachings of the Catholic Church. The original Courage group established 5 goals for the apostolate: chastity, prayer, fellowship, fellowship, support, and service. And they're the same five principles that are the foundation of the Courage Apostolate today. The great Father Harvey led the Courage Apostolate from 1980 all the way until 2008, and he stepped down just months before his 90th birthday. And it was then that my classmate and very good friend, Father Paul Cech, took over as the executive director. And he has been the director for the past 9 years. But I got a call from Father Cech last month telling me that he had just been reassigned by his bishop as the new rector of St. John Fisher Seminary in his diocese. And so a new executive director, Father Philip Bochensky, will take over as the Courage Director effective January 1st, 2017. Today, 36 years since its founding, Courage has spread to dozens of chapters in 15 countries and 5 continents, including, of course, the United States, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Courage has also grown to include Encourage, which is an outreach to parents and spouses whose loved ones are in homosexual relationships. The Courage and Encourage Apostolate is a beautiful hand of the Lord's divine mercy. When Cardinal Cook and Father Harvey started Courage back in 1980, they knew that a person dealing with same-sex attractions needed to experience the freedom that comes by living the virtue of chastity. The freedom that comes by living the virtue of chastity. It's through living the virtue of chastity that a person finds peace and the grace to grow in Christian maturity. Isn't the church glorious? Of course, she condemns the abomination of homosexual fornication. But she does not condemn the person who has a disordered attraction. Instead, the church reaches out to our brothers and sisters and says, I will be your Aaron and her. When you're weak, when it's difficult to always do the right thing, your mother, the church, will be standing right beside you, helping you to live a holy, chaste, and pure lifestyle. Just because you have same-sex attractions doesn't mean you have to give in to them. The church will be there to give you the courage to do what is true and good and beautiful. We are so blessed to have Courage and Encourage chapters in our own diocese. For more information about Courage, please don't hesitate to contact us at the Office of Life and Marriage and Family. Don't be afraid. As we sang so beautifully in our responsorial psalm today, the Lord is beside you at your right hand. He will guard you from all evil. He will guard your soul, for our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.